Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Before this week's episode, we want to take a minute to thank a few of our Patreon supporters. Patreon is an incredible platform for creators like us who don't have a lot of other ways of bringing revenue in, but have a bunch of ways of spending money. So we use the money from Patreon to edit this podcast and keep our website up and pay some of our editors, and would love to keep being able to expand the number of people that we can support through Sartorial Geek. So by joining our Patreon, you're actually not only helping Liz and I stay afloat, but helping support some other creators too, which we think is really cool. So this week we want to thank Taylor, Ashley, Caitlin, Marie, and Crystal. Thank you all so, so much. If you would like to join them, you can head to patreon.com/sartorialgeek, and we'll hopefully see you over there. Enjoy the episode. Hey, welcome to the Sartorial Geek podcast. I am Jordan Danae, and I am so excited to introduce who I think is our youngest guest that we've ever had on the podcast. Today we have Soraya Fofana. It is so nice to meet you. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So you're in high school, right?
Yes, I'm in high school. I'm a junior this year.
And you have just written a book, which is amazing.
Thank you.
We are friends with the same person, Kosi Harris, who actually was just on an episode a couple weeks ago. And she sent me the email and was like, I want to introduce you to someone that you need to know. I was like, oh my God, a 16-year-old that just wrote a book. That is amazing.
That's too funny. Thank you.
Yeah. So I guess before we get started, or as we're getting started, your book is called Ray Ray Paints a Portrait. And do you want to tell everyone a little bit about like what the book is and who it's for and a little bit about the story?
Yeah. So Ray Ray Paints a Self-Portrait is basically a book that kind of touches on my experience growing up in a multicultural household in a kind of not a predominantly white environment. And it's basically talks about my story, navigating various intersecting identities. Just for context, my mom is white and she's Jewish, and my dad is Black and Muslim. So growing up, I grappled a lot with trying to categorize and kind of fit into a box. So this story is kind of about me when I was younger, looking for a place and ultimately trying to embrace my like unconventional upbringing.
And that is a lot to put into a children's book, but you do it very well. So congratulations, because it is a children's book, right? Like, what is the age recommendation, would you say?
So I guess the most receptive age, from what I know, I want to say like third, fourth grade. I think it could be really, though, anywhere from like 3 to like 8, even like some, I ended up reading it to some fifth graders who really liked it a lot. So yeah, it's a children's book. And I think that understanding the message behind it is like a lot for young kids to kind of like retain. But at the same time, I think that the story could be received from people across all ages, since it has focuses on hair so much. So
yeah, I absolutely agree with that. You talked a little bit about like what inspired the story, but I want to know what inspired you to take that part of your story and write it in a book, because that is like a huge project. What inspired you to take the story you wanted to tell and actually get it published into a children's book with like illustrations? And it's a fully published book, which is amazing.
Right. I think that like looking now as a teenager and thinking about what my younger self would have wanted, I know that like I'm very privileged in the sense that I do live in a more progressive time period and there is more representation and diversity and inclusivity. But I do know that like very rarely did I see it showcased in a way that was normal. And I think that this book is kind of like my attempt at showcasing, I guess, a family that may be deemed as unconventional in the eyes of most people in a way that just is. And I think that, and also looking at curriculums for young kids and looking at my high school curriculum now and seeing how it is not very diverse and the stories about people from different backgrounds, they're very one-dimensional. So I think I kind of wanted to expand on that and kind of give my younger self, I guess, the type of book they may be like that I needed looking back.
I love that. One of my favorite things to get to talk to people about is exactly that kind of project where it's like making something that we wish we had when we were younger for the next generation. I think that's really special. It means a lot. It's also so funny to hear you talk about like being younger, because to me, you are very young, which is so cool. And I wanted to ask, like, how does that feel to be a published author at such a young age? That must feel kind of wild.
It definitely, like, obviously I'm still growing up and I'm still like very impressionable. So like writing a children's book about my childhood when I'm still in my childhood has been like kind of like a worthwhile experience. And the fact that it's like published still, I'm just like so grateful, only because I wasn't sure, because this is something that happened to me in my real life and I didn't know if it was enough or if it would be impactful. And I just always feel like everyone can do more. And I know for me, like, I want to continue to write and kind of share my story in any capacity. So I think realizing that I've done this at a young age, it does give me some closure in the sense that I know I can accomplish these things as long as I work hard, like any young person and any person in general. So I just hope to like continue that. And I guess to stay inspired to continue to share my story.
That's so awesome. In the process of going through writing a book and having it be published, what was one or a couple of your favorite parts of that?
Again, I know we talked about this before, I am still young, but I did like revisiting my childhood memories, because growing up, I think that these like little identity crises that I have and well had, I didn't realize how much they impacted the way I viewed myself. So I think being able to explore that and I guess not make it digestible, but make the story kind of understandable for people who might not be from my background and just people from whatever experience they've had, has been something I've really liked doing, because I think that there's things to take away from the book that aren't specific to race or like gender identity. And I also really liked getting to portray my parents in a way that I viewed them growing up, because I idolized them so much, and other family members too, but I didn't realize how much their guidance has shaped me as a person and is still like continuing to affect me now. So I really liked being able to explore that dynamic as well.
That's so cool. I didn't think at all about what it's like, because it is a very personal book. Like, that must have been really interesting to have to put yourself back in your very young self and think about like how you saw, you know, your classmates and your parents and stuff then, because it's, you know, different now years later. I didn't even think about that being like such an interesting part of the process. That's super cool. I love that. As far as like the actual putting the book, like not so much the storytelling, but the actual like getting the story onto pages, was there any part of that that like surprised you, or like your favorite part of actually putting the book together?
I think that like working with the illustrator Ellie Rogers, she is also biracial, and kind of being able to combine both of our experiences when kind of visualizing the story and like bringing that to life was just so amazing. And like, I feel like it was such a privilege, because it just made me feel better and like more secure in the sense that I knew someone who had a similar experience as me was the one who was kind of like bringing the story together. And I think like being able to play a part in that, even though I did not do the illustrations, really made me feel like the story was like authentic and kind of true to who both of who we are as people. So
that is so cool. Did you know each other before, or were you connected in the process of putting the book together?
A family friend had introduced us, and I knew that she was like an amazing like illustrator, because I actually remember seeing some of her work, but we didn't really get in touch until this project. But I'm just so grateful that I had the opportunity to like do this with her, because the book would not be nearly as amazing as it is without her. So
I agree. The book is beautiful and the illustrations are so colorful. And I think it's a very good match. Like the story and the illustrations go together really well. So I think that is a beautiful partnership, which is awesome. And also, I think illustrations are very important for children's books because, you know, kids can't always read when they're being read to. So they can look at the pictures, which it's great that they go together so well. I love that.
I'm so glad that you like the book because I wasn't sure how, like, obviously I've had teachers who really like the book, but it's also good to like have an outside perspective too, only because I'm constantly critiquing myself.
Yes, is something that I think a lot of us do. And props to you for being able to do all of that already. Like, I'm trying to think when I was your age, if I could have written a book, just knowing how hard creative projects are. And it's so impressive. I'm so glad you did it. And that actually leads me to another question I wanted to ask, which is if any of our listeners are your age, or maybe they have like daughters or nieces, and they are interested in like thinking about a project like this, but are nervous because they're so young or they don't think they can do it. Do you have any advice that you would give someone in that position or that you got that you really appreciated?
Yes, totally. I think that like, obviously I still 100% am doubting myself and constantly wondering like, if I should pursue things, like, are people going to like it? But I think a lot of it comes down to just trying to, I guess, in a way, like embrace that you don't have to be an expert on these things and they don't have to be remarkable or groundbreaking, that as long as, I guess, you're staying true to who you are and it's something that you enjoy doing, I think that translates into any project. And definitely depending on what you're doing, I'm sure that it's a lot of work, but I do think in the end, the result outweighs any of the struggle or doubt in the process. So I think keeping that in mind has really helped me like navigate criticism and also just my own kind of like process going through all of this.
That's so great. This is also perfectly timed because if anyone is listening to this episode on time, the holiday season is coming up. But also, if you're listening to it at any time, I think this is, I feel like there are always great opportunities to give gifts to children. So I think this is a perfect book for that. And I also, like, I have a lot of nieces and nephews and young people in my life, and I'm always nervous to give a book that I really like because I'm afraid they're going to have it already. And so this is a perfect opportunity. Like, it just came out, right?
Yes, it literally just got published, I want to say, at the end or mid October. So if you're interested, I think it's definitely a good gift to give kids.
Yeah. What is the best way for people to buy it? Or like, where can people find it? Or how do they search for it?
So it's on Amazon. It's also on Barnes & Noble. If you just look up like Ray Ray Paints a Self-Portrait, I'm pretty sure it's on a couple other platforms as well. And all of the proceeds are actually being donated to an organization called Kind Cotton that basically gives books and is donating this book specifically to schools and different classrooms who wouldn't necessarily have access to them or who have requested copies of the book. So it definitely does help to a greater cause. A lot of kids in areas who might not necessarily have access to books and also like books dealing with these topics. So yeah.
That is so amazing. I did not know that before. That's really, really cool.
Thank you.
You don't have to have an answer for this, but I'm just curious. Do you have any plans to write more books right now or going to take a little break for a while?
I definitely want to write more. I think like writing for me is a passion. I don't know that I want to be like an author when I grow up. I guess it like in a way it allows me to kind of be vulnerable, like in a way that I wouldn't normally feel comfortable doing, because I feel like a lot of times when I talk about my experience with identity, sometimes I don't feel like I am able to like fully articulate what my experience was like. So I think like writing children's books allows me to share those experiences, but it also allows me to connect with younger people, like younger kids, I guess. And like recently I've been able to go into like a few classrooms and like read the book to like little kids. And it's just been so awesome, like being able to talk to them and hear their questions like about the book. And so those moments like really have made me want to continue doing this.
That's so cool. And you have time.
That is great.
For people who want to follow your journey and see, you know, what you're doing next, are you on social media or a website or a place where people can follow along to see what comes next and see where you're taking this project?
Yes. So my Instagram, or I guess the like my kind of writing Instagram, is Ray Ray Tells Stories. It's just spelled like exactly how it sounds. And then there's also, if you want to learn more about the book or kind of like upcoming things I hope to do, there's like also a website you can go to. It's called rayrayseries.com, which also has like the link to my social media as well.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much for taking this time to talk to me. I love that you wrote this book. I love that it is a perfect gift. And I think it's very cool that you've done something so big, so young. So I'm really excited to see what you do after this.
Thank
like
you.
I said, you have a lot of time, which is incredible. So I love that you got started so young. And I hope that, I don't actually know if we have a ton of young listeners, but I know we have a lot of listeners with young people in their lives. So I hope that your story gets to be read by a lot of people in our audience.
Thank you so much. It was so awesome to be here.
Yeah, I hope everyone follows you too. So everyone, please go follow all the social medias and buy this book. And yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to our episode. If you want to hear more like this, you can subscribe to the Sartorial Geek podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to help us out, you can leave us a rating or a review or head to patreon.com/sartorialgeek. Thank you so much. Have a great day.